Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here we go. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we are set for our weekly conversation with Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys. You have Monday Night Football coming up next, 7:15 Monday night. We'll have the pregame starting for you at 4 o'clock with Chiafalo and Broadus, and we're excited about that. And really a strong chance, a perfect chance, really, for all these new defensive pieces to come in and get to play against an offense that's very challenged.
Yeah, the Raiders have had their moments where they've really struggled with some things. They've struggled with their skill players, but Brock Bowers is one of the young rising stars in this league. So yeah, that is going to be a big challenge for this defense. Communication, coverage, tackling. This team could get you a little bit with yards after catch when you look at him and Ashton Jeanty. It could be a very difficult thing to have to deal with.
You better be strapped in against those two gentlemen. Yeah, but if you can slow them down, you could easily keep them under 15, 20 points.
Oh, no, and they've struggled. They've struggled. We've seen where teams have been able to kind of take Ashton Jeanty out of games. Bowers has been injured, been nicked up a little bit. So, that's been a little bit of a problem for them. The Raiders have not had the skill that they've had, in the past. So, still a challenge, Dallas defensively with the bye week and all that. Hopefully, guys got a little rested up, healed up. Coaches had a little bit of an idea what they wanted to do plan wise as well.
And then, just from the Cowboys' perspective, like what they're bringing to the table, Jerry Jones on The Fan this morning, he mentioned what I've been talking about here for a couple of weeks. It's six different guys that have a chance to have an impact on this defensively. And I think the goal has to be, can we be an average defense? And maybe things start flowing so well and you build some momentum and Ezra Raku breaks out in the second half and you could be even better. But I think that's a reasonable expectation for the talent I see on paper now.
Well, that's it is. And they're getting guys back. And we've seen how poorly they've been at times. We mentioned the run defense, the tackling has been poor at times, yards after catch, coverage, busted assignments, things like that. So yeah, there's a possibility of this thing being really buttoned up and clean and all good and everything goes well, or you're putting six new guys in and all of a sudden now it looks a little disjointed.
Okay, speaking of looking disjointed, buddy, we got a sad update here on this last chance U coach, legendary Laney College football coach John Beam, has passed away from a gunshot wound he sustained in a campus shooting early today. The 66-year-old featured with his team on the fifth and final season of Last Chance U in 2020, retired as a coach in 2024. Was appointed as the school's athletic director, gave his whole life to the city of Oakland, poured all of his love into his players, and you're getting tributes to him coming across to social media. Mayor Barbara Lee in Oakland described Beam as a giant and a mentor, educator, and a lifeline for young people. For over 40 years, he shaped leaders on and off the field. You have a former Cowboy Nashon Wright that was one of his players, by the way. So there's a Cowboys tie-in as well. As joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, is Stephen Jones. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I can't wait to be 83.
Oh, yeah, can't wait to be 83? Yeah, we got you on now, Stephen. I guess he was talking about his dad with somebody there. You got us, buddy?
We all want to be your dad, Stephen.
I wasn't supposed to be heard.
Yeah,
that's our bad. We'll go ahead and dump that. But how you doing, man? How'd the bye week treat you?
Yeah, it was, as you know, we had some real challenges and things that put everything into perspective. And certainly, sure, our team will be resilient, and I think our head coach said it best. We're not ever going to move on from that, but we'll move forward.
Yeah, that was a terrific line, and you got to love how Shoddy has, you know, the ability to put his arms around a situation and provide some comfort or wisdom, or how would you describe it?
I think it's right. I just think it comes back to his authenticity. He's got a big heart. Everything about him is real. I know the team feels that way about him. I know his staff does. I know certainly ownership and management feel the same way, and I think he's just done an outstanding job of working with our team and working through his staff. As we said, going through a really difficult situation that certainly puts everything in perspective.
Stephen, speaking of difficult, you're going to bring back several players this week on your defensive side of the ball, and I just wondered about how that will work with some of the roster moves that you have to make. And I know we saw Solomon Thomas appear on the injury report yesterday, and calves could be a tricky thing. Are we looking at some IR stints here with some guys? How are you guys going to try and get some of these guys onto the roster this week?
Well, the guys are, obviously Revel and Overshown are on now.
Sure.
So we really got one move to make with Hooker, and we'll work through what that'll be, and we'll make that move Monday.
Are we finally ready to see this damn good defense come together?
I'm ready. I'd love to love to see how these guys are going to play together. And certainly, when you're talking about the caliber of some of these guys, they certainly you would hope to think that that we're going to be better. And obviously, we hadn't played this year. It is what it is, and we know what it's been, but obviously the goal is to continue to work hard every week, and certainly, adding, the four or five players we're adding back into the mix. We hope that's going to make a big difference, and obviously there's some really good football players in that mix.
Yeah, I think it actually gets to six or maybe even seven if you count Carson coming back there right before the bye. What was the after-action report on Kalen? It just looks so much more solid than his first year for us.
Yeah, he just, I think he's got a lot more confidence. I think he's, really for the first time since the beginning of last year, I think he really feels good physically. And, his body language is great out there. He's practicing hard. He not only, his defensive snaps were good, but, he played really good on special teams as well. So, you're a lot different player when you're healthy and you can play fast.
Stephen, the coaching staff has talked about competition at the right tackle spot, and you've come on and talked to us about continuity. Is this difficult for you personally, too, or you like, listen, coaches want to have a competition out there and we'll do it?
Yeah, I think, each coach has his own way about how he brings out the best in his players, and I'm certainly supportive. I do think at the end of the day, competition is good for everybody, and certainly, some competitions are more visual to media, to the public than others. But, in my mind, our guys are competing every day, all 53. And as I used to say as well, you're not only competing against the guys that are on the roster, but maybe guys that may be on another roster. And so and let go. But, at the end of the day, you just want everybody to go out there, practice their ass off and get better.
Stephen, with your offensive line is, in the Arizona game, you had some pressures. You've kind of had some pressures throughout, though. Just kind of talk about, though, has it been a little bit because the offensive line just, it was together, and then their injuries. Is it been a little bit of that in how some of the play has been the last couple of weeks?
I just think it's a, you know, at the end of the day, it's a little bit of everything, and that's why you got to go back to work each week. I mean, I think Coach Schottenheimer and Clayton and Connor would tell you, you know, that they've got to do a better job. I think the offensive line guys will tell you the players have to do, you know, our players will tell you they have to be better. Dak will tell you he has to be better. Certainly, we hadn't played our best ball the last couple of games, and you know, we look forward to Monday and getting a chance to get back things back on track and being the top of offense we know we can be.
You know, we were kind of looking at maybe having to go 6-2 to bring this thing into realistic shot of making the playoffs, and it's obviously week to week, and you got to control what you can control. But do you think that'd be a realistic goal for the final eight games?
Yeah, like I said, we look at it week to week, and we know everybody's you know, pretty aware of what you know, what usually takes to get in the playoffs. But the only way you're going to go on a run, which we need to do because we are in a hole. And we do need to get on a run, but the only way to do that is take each game week to week.
Steven, you know, the addition, though, of Quinnen Williams, I mean, you talked about earlier about how you need to help your run defense. How do you see the Quinnen Williams trade working out for you guys and how and what he brings for you guys defensively?
Well, when you add one of the dominant tackles, which is, you know, we've been really, you know, making a conscientious effort by bringing Kenny Clark in here and now Quinnen and, you know, getting Osa taken care of in the offseason. I think it starts with the big guys in the middle. And now we've got to go out and execute and have those guys work together. But whenever you add a guy of Quinnen's stature, which is, you know, an all-pro type football defensive player that's, you know, can be dominant against the run and getting pressure in the passing game, you know, you got to believe you're going to get better. And certainly that's why we made the trade. Everybody was totally on board with making the trade. Obviously, it came at a price. But we think that Quinnen's not only going to be a big-time help to our defense this year, but for years to come.
How late in the day did that one come together? Was that a Tuesday morning, are we going to do this or not? Or did you have your idea set that you were going to do that eventually?
Well, they had always known, you know, going back to our previous trade with Micah, that we had interest in Quinnen. And so they knew we were aware. But usually those things don't come together. I mean, the finality of it comes together quickly, but usually it's because you've been visiting and throwing things around for days.
What can you tell us about the reported poison pill clause that was there in that trade with Micah? Was it true that if they would have flipped him to Philadelphia, they would have owed you another one?
Well, we want to talk about our future and certainly Quinnen Williams, and don't want to get into things we've done in terms of our business in the past.
How much do you see all three of those big guys being on the field together at the same time?
I think you're going to see it quite a bit. You know, as you saw in the last game, we thought we played better defensively and made improvements. And, you know, we ran a lot of five-man fronts. And certainly when you look at a five-man front that's got those three guys in the middle there, you got a chance to do some exciting things. And, you know, we've got some good young end coming along fast in 41, Easy or Dono. I don't ever try to say his name, but at the end of the day, he's coming along, and we got, you know, a lot of other guys there that can help with the pressure. So I do think you're going to see all three of these guys on the field quite a bit.
You know, Steven, with Revell, you know, coming back to the, you know, and you mentioned being on the roster and stuff and practice and all that, I thought he was one of the best corners in the draft when I watched him play, and that's with, you know, with the injury and stuff. You know, how do you feel about him, the rehab, all that stuff? And I know there's going to be some things of him having to work back in, but just your thoughts from a scouting perspective of him when you selected him.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously agree with you. We thought he was one of the better corners in the draft. I think he may have been had some of the best skills of anybody, but certainly didn't play at a, you know, Power 5 type conference or that type of thing. But, you know, the biggest thing is he hadn't played football in almost a year, and he's just been really diligent in his rehab process. Britt Brown would tell you he's one of the best he's had, being a young guy. And I know he's excited, but I'm, you know, he hadn't gotten to, you know, play any football other than the practices we've had over the last 3 weeks. So, but You know, right now it looks like he's going to get his feet wet and should be active, and we'll bring him along and fired up about what his future looks like.
Then just league-wide, I was curious with the NBA and MLB stories from the last couple of weeks. To what extent is the NFL concerned with the sports betting scandals popping up in other sports? How much is this on your radar?
Well, I think anything to do with our sport and anything that could, you know, hurt its credibility, we're always on top of that. You know, not just because you read a story in another sport, but it certainly brings it to your attention. You know, when they have those type of issues. But I think we do a great job, you know, at the league level. And certainly then, you know, we have our policies that then work their way down to the club levels. And, you know, we feel like we're on top of it. But I don't think you can ever be aware enough to know that you got to keep your eye on things that can be very disruptive to the league and to the teams.
Yeah, you can't control everybody. It's just so many people, and humans have a history of doing funny things when more money's involved, don't they?
Well, that does happen. I mean, I think you said it best, and you just have to be aware, and you have to constantly educate players, coaching staffs in general about what policies are and, you know, how you need to handle yourself on a day-to-day basis.
Well, congrats to everybody in the organization for how y'all handled yourselves over the last couple of weeks. I know it's been tough, so best of luck moving forward. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Salute. You too. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you every Friday at 3 o'clock here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, that idea of having all three of those guys, do you think that would have to be a five-man line, or could you play one at end?
Yeah, I think that you're probably looking at some five-man line stuff. That's something they've been working on to begin with. I know Vach Lombardi and I were talking about that, and you know, he had some questions about that when we were doing our podcast about really, like, if, you know, should you think about even sitting Oso Digizua? I mean, and the conversation when you look at if you want to play, you know, if you want to play your best guys, is Oso Digizua been one of your best guys?
Not on neutral downs.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I kind of feel like, though, that if they play their normal four-man line stuff, then it should be Williams and Clark and then Ezeraku and then also Clowney. That should be your four guys. And so there's some thoughts about really how well that Osa has played and maybe some of the struggles he's had.
Okay, we'll talk more Cowboys football with you. We got Cowboys Twitter coming up next, then some Krusty's Corner, and we're back with all that here. It's the G-Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Nation, the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for some Cowboys Twitter. Top tweets going viral about America's team. Jerry has weighed in on the Dallas Stars Mavericks lawsuit, possible relocation. We'll get you that in here as well. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, Stephen Jones, kind of in a shorter, more business kind of mode than, you know, usual, where he's social and gregarious with us.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised he didn't want to talk about the Micah deal, but both he and Jerry have been shorter on those. I think it just goes to show you they really want to move on, and they're sort of annoyed with the whole Micah situation.
Sure. I mean, to me, though, he's kind of to the point right now when you remind him the fact that they have to go 6-2. That's another thing.
He didn't like that?
Nah, I think he realizes his football team's in trouble right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to find a way to win a game this week. And, you know, you'd like to believe that they go out to Vegas and they would play well and they'd find a way to win and then take their chances with. But, you know, they've allowed some games to get away from them. You know, at the time, we're seeing teams play better right now. The Bears are playing better. The Carolina playing better. Arizona's not, you know, a good team. You've given away some games. You know, you had a chance to beat Green Bay, didn't do that. Philadelphia on the road. I mean, there's been a lot of this season where this team should be a lot better than it is.
Man, I thought I was teeing them up for a golden opportunity to sing the praises of the moves that they've made and the improvement that they expect. Man. I mean, 6 weeks ago when I said, do you still think this team, this defense can be good? He said, I still think we can be a damn good defense.
Yeah.
I thought, well, here's a guy that wants to be positive and, you know, saying you got to go 6-2 down the stretch.
Right.
That's opportunity knocking, but maybe that's reserved to what the situation actually
is. I think that's something that he realizes a little bit deep down inside it's going to be tough for that team to go 6-2. If he's being truthful with himself, you know, I mean, you'd like to believe that they had opportunities and they didn't get it done when they needed to get games. They needed to beat Arizona at home and they needed to beat Chicago Bears after the Bears started poorly, and to lose to Carolina, those are some bad losses.
Yeah.
And you know, his team should be in a lot better shape than they are, and they're not. And so you ask him the question like, well, 6-2, and yeah, it's realistic, but I mean, he's also looking at it as, well, hell, I don't know what defense is going to show up. I've got six new guys going out there and playing this week.
I mean, get through this week, then you're saying beat Philadelphia, and now it would seem like, okay, got to go 4-2 down the stretch, and you're still going to have to beat either Minnesota or the Chargers, and that might seem like a tougher task, although the Vikings have really struggled since a hotter start. They are now 4-5, but you would have to beat one of the Detroit, Kansas City, L.A. Chargers in there, and those are very legitimate contenders, so that might be too much, but as you know, it might be that whatever optimism you're drawing from the trade deadline and all the defensive players coming back from injury, maybe that's offset by recent offensive struggles. And Clayton Adams has been talking about that, I think, since the Carolina game, or maybe even before that, that while the stats are the stats, we're seeing signs of inconsistencies and not everybody getting the job done like they need to. Jerry was on with KNC earlier today. He was asked, has he had any conversations regarding the Stars joining the Cowboys in Frisco full-time with a new arena? That'd be an interesting addition to the Star complex, wouldn't it, if you put a big old hockey arena up there? Says, no, we have not. We have not at all. He says, it doesn't surprise me that you could have some issues, especially under the dynamics of where you might be thinking about a new stadium. That's bound to create some angst that has to be worked through. He said, I know, of course, all the entities that are involved there can easily see you have to really be coordinated for two sports teams to share a common arena or common stadium, and it takes an extra team player to be a part of that. And I guess that's just what the Mavs and Stars had. For you know, better part of 20 years. He said, we have two situations in the NFL where the Rams and Chargers share a stadium, and then we have the Jets and Giants, and those guys really have to work in sync. You know, I just hope that, you know, this situation can get resolved with a situation that most Stars fans can still get to. When you talk about the Stars fans down in Dallas having to go up to Frisco, I think they seem, you know, would be really put out by that, and I feel their pain. Because, you know, I recently went from a 20-minute commute to now averaging 55 minutes on my way home just because 6:35 is in play now. I mean, you put 6:35 in play in my life, it's going to jam me up pretty good. Seems like the construction is headed in the right direction, but it's been that way for like 12 years.
Oh, up that direction where you're talking about in Mesquite, it seems like forever.
They got all sorts of things happening out there construction-wise, but, you know, I don't have any faith that they're actually going to finish it.
In the Dallas, I remember when they did 6:35, I thought, geez, this is going to take 20 years.
Yeah.
And they got that thing done in the Carrollton area, Farmers Branch area. They got that heading west out towards the airport. They got all that stuff done. They got the express stuff done,
beautiful.
Everything.
Yeah.
But I know coming back from fishing, you know, driving through Mesquite and all that, or when we go out there and go to the garage, we do Tolbert's out there, you know, when we go out and do those events. And having to drive through all that, God, what a mess.
The worst part about it is there's no shoulders. This should be illegal, and it's happening on 35 as well through a lot of these construction zones where you have line and wall basically in the same spot. So if there is trouble ahead, there's no escape route for you.
No place
you just
got to
slam on your brakes and hope. But then when the wreck does happen, there's no way to drag the vehicles.
No.
Like, it is such a massive inconvenience. I don't know how, as taxpayers, we've been so screwed over by the Texas, it's not the Texas Toll Roads, but it's the Texas Transportation Department. I don't know. But whoever is in charge of green lighting that should be out of office.
Yeah, the thing about it is you drive through that area, especially at night, you can't see where all that stuff is.
No.
I mean, it's a challenge.
And you go through those S-curves, and the 18-wheeler's trailer swings into your lane. There's nothing they can do about
it. Nothing they can do. They're trying to get through, and you're in trouble too.
Okay, the Cowboys are going to have some fascinating conversations about George Pickens' worth in the offseason, tweets Nick Harris. For now, Pickens has made his statement so far in this year. Through 10 weeks, fourth in the NFL in yards, fourth in touchdowns. Versus man coverage, he's third in the NFL. Versus zone, he's sixth in the NFL. First in contested catches in the NFL. Second in first downs. George Pickens has generated 42 first downs.
Yeah.
Damn near 4.5 a game. 12 20-plus yard receiving plays. That's third in the NFL. 11 missed tackles forced. That's third in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Second in EPA. That's George Pickens for you. And sixth in the NFL in yards after contact over expectation. I mean, I said yesterday, George Pickens, the top five wide receiver in the game. And that's with CeeDee Lamb in for the majority of these contests. I don't know how he and Mulligetta would settle for anything south of $35 million
at
this.
And what you need to think about right now is, and as good as CeeDee Lamb is, George Pickens needs to get the ball. If you want to go 6-2 or you want to win more, George Pickens needs to be more involved. I mean that in no slam to Ferguson or no slam to Williams or Lamb or any of those guys. But George Pickens gets it done.
Yeah.
He is a nightmare for defensive coordinators to have to deal with the way he's playing, the run after catch and all that. I mean, George Pickens needs even more targets in these games.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But the tease is the three most productive scoring games happen to be the three games CeeDee Lamb was out. That is your best three-game stretch scoring points. I think it's 105 points or something like that over those three games. And maybe some of that is matchup dependent. I mean, two of them were Carolina and the Jets, but one of them was the Green Bay Packers that you scored 40 on. Mm-hmm. So I don't think paying two wide receivers works for every team. I don't know how it works for Cincinnati, even with Joe Flacco. I don't know how it, you know, works for Philadelphia, considering they're so run dominant. But obviously, that took them to the Super Bowl. What is the issue? And if you can't troubleshoot it and get it figured out in the back half of the season, the final eight games of the season, then I really think you need to take a hard look at: is this the best use of our salary cap space, considering how much, you know, money's out there? It would almost be too good to be true. If you could trade a three for him and then tag and trade him for like a one and a three and free up that salary cap space,
sure.
It would be, to me, the best way to build a balanced roster.
How do you think people who like pound on you every day about the salary cap and how it needs to be managed and all that are now going to the, well, yeah, you could pay them both?
You can.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. There's people that, it's salary cap. It's irresponsibility and stuff. You're messing with your cap. You can't pay those guys. You know, you get that crowd.
Yeah.
And now you get the same people that are saying that. They're going to go, wait a minute now. You need to go, find a way to get Pickens done. You know, you can't pay a running back. You can't do this. Can't do that.
Yeah.
What do you say to that crowd when you start to talk about, you just talked about tagging the guy and trading the guy is what you just talked about.
Well, number one, I feel your pain because for a lot of NFL teams out there, they pick years where they're saying, to hell with the cap, we need this position and that position, we'll backload it. Now, the Eagles did that in 23 and 24. This year, they didn't. This year, their additions have been much more budget conscious because you can't do that every year.
Right.
If you do that every year, you are going to be the worst team in the NFL for a sustained period. I mean, that's probably why Sean Payton left New Orleans, was he had done that for three or four years in a row trying to get that next Super Bowl, trying to get a final run for Drew Brees. And they had the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
But I would say back to this also, until further notice, the Cowboys build it trying to manage their salary cap and have it be steady year in and year out. They're not trying to ride the roller coaster up and down, which is the best way to get a Super Bowl, but that's, you know, a conversation for another story. But anyway, if they're going to continue to do it that way, then you have to look at it like, we can't have it all. We're never going to have it all in one season. What's the best way to team build with how the Joneses are, you know, continuing to do things? Hopefully the Jerry Jones, 83 years old, having more urgency, maybe the gambler is back. Maybe that will flip it on its head, but that's just a hope at this point. Congrats to Jacob DeGrom, named the 2025 AL Comeback Player of the Year, 12-8 with a 2.97 ERA and a .92 whip. Set a new franchise record for any qualified pitcher, really surpassing the mark set by Nolan Ryan back in 1991. He was the team's lone representative at the 2025 All-Star Game. ERA of 2.57 ranks third lowest in the expansion era since 1961 among pitchers with at least 200 starts, trailing only Koufax and Kershaw. So it's happened.
Yep.
And I say all that to say, you know, if you do trade him now, the value should be significant. You're getting an ace, coming off a historically good season, even if he is now on the back half of 30. And then ML Football retweeted this: Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill has changed his Instagram bio to unemployed. So I wonder if that's a sign he's going to be moving on from Miami. All right, Krusty's Corner's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking him?
Yeah, it's Friday. We're going to talk about the officials for this Monday night's game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. Krusty's Corners brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. Go to greystoneroofing.com. Here he is, Krusty.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that. Thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one. Dawson, did you think Stephen Jones was... like the question I asked him about the offensive tackle, the right tackle, the competition, because he's usually pretty adamant that he does not want that change, right? He's come on our station before and talked about continuity and the same five guys and all that stuff like that. Is this one of those things with the coaches? I mean, he's not going to probably go against his coaches, but
yeah.
Deep down inside, he's probably thinking. Why did I, you know, we're talking about changing the tackle out now?
Yeah, I could see that being a sensitive subject for him as maybe something that they believe to be true is not true, that Terrence Steele just isn't good.
They paid him that way, yeah, like he's good. Yeah,
yeah, they gave him $18, $20 million, and I've, you know, ever since that deal was signed, I was like, holy crap, what are they thinking? But I think this is, you know, puts a spotlight on the biggest shortcoming in the front office, which is really an inability to evaluate things themselves. They need to listen to the coaches.
Sure.
So if a coach has drafted a guy, he likes a guy, he believes in a guy, he wants him to get paid now, we're friends, you know, I want him to be rewarded. That's not what the front office needs to be detached from that, not heavily influenced by it. They can't be friends with the players because you have to be able to make shrewd decisions.
Sure. And, so you're saying they should listen to the coaches about this one?
Yes, they absolutely should.
See, this is where I'm kind of opposite on this one. I'm opposite. I guess it's because of scouting that, to me, I feel like some of the reasons why your team kind of is what it is because of I'm not gonna call it a division, but the areas of how evaluations go in that building, whether coach has an opinion, scout has an opinion, Joneses have an opinion, and now it's kind of like, oh, wait, let's not go with a scout opinion here. Let's go. I was talking with last night with a guy that that worked with the Atlanta Falcons at the time, and we were sitting there talking about like coaches and how they get involved with with personnel stuff, because I was watching a player. There's AJ Terrell, the corner from Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons drafted him, yeah.
Right. He has a brother that plays at Clemson who's a really good corner. So I was saying, hey, great job of just doing that. Great job of making that pick. Great job of, that how that all worked out. And this is what, he said. He said, he says, listen, I'm super proud of AJ Terrell. I had the highest grade, fought my ass off for him. I goes, but the personnel department had to, he says, we had to beat Joe Witt and Raheem Morris, who loved Henderson, and the kid who flopped and messed up the kid from Ohio State. So all of a sudden, now you're in a situation where scouting wants to take this player. Now, I'm not saying scouts are right all the time. I'm not. But it just seems like in this organization, though, when they have some issues, it's usually because the coaches are involved in that. And I look at it as like, as a scout, I always say this, hey, I didn't call third down defenses. Let me do my job. I could bring you, if you tell me what you want in a player, I could find that guy for you.
Yeah, I mean, back at the draft, I think you should lean on the scouts because they've been studying the players since late August.
Right.
Once you're in the mix, though, as the coach, Terrence Steele is your responsibility.
Hey, what's up,
if the front office or scouts are saying, no, we signed him or we liked him and we promise you he's good and shouldn't have an open competition, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm the head coach. So, and I'm encouraged by the fact that Shoddy apparently has the power or the ability to convince the Joneses
that we should have a competition.
We're not sticking, I don't think if Shoddy was the coach last year, we would have been subjected to 8 weeks of Ezekiel Elliott at running back. It was very clear to everybody who was impartially observing that Rico Dowdle was significantly better than Zeke last year.
Yeah. I just, like I said, to me, I wonder if it's one of those situations. Like I say, I asked Steven the question in a way of, he's not a big change guy.
No,
but here,
and the bristling might have been a revealing of what it's like for a coach to go to the front office and say, hey, this guy that you paid that you really want to start, he's not that much better than the guy making less than $1 million a year. So we're going to see if the second year guy can benefit from a little bit of experience and actually become better than him. So, my advice to Steven would be like, man, trust your coaches. Once you draft the players, it shouldn't be really that much in your purview of who's playing and who's not.
Yeah, I think that Joe Philbin was a guy that he was a Terrence Steele guy, and he got Terrence to play at a high level.
Better than what we're seeing.
Yeah, when you watched him play in college, you were kind of like a little bit of like,
really,
that's a little rough. That's a little rough. But man, I mean, to the kid's credit, he's worked hard and all that. I do applaud the fact that they're willing to move on from some guys that way.
Yeah,
but Steven, like, I kind of got the vibe that he's like another one of those, well, why do we pay the guy kind of thing? And maybe a little bit disappointed why, the guy hasn't, played at the level that you probably thought he was going to be.
Yeah, and maybe this front office has struggled to move on from decisions and evaluations that they made years ago.
Sure. I totally agree with you on that. All right, your official this week is going to be Brad Allen. And Brad Allen, Gavin, is when it comes to the officials, he's officiated 8 games so far this year. So he's been out a couple of games. Most officials have done between 9 and 10 games. And so now you're in a situation where Brad Allen, where he falls, he's missed a couple of games just because they give him and they rotate these guys. But he is the official. Him and his crew are the ones that call the least amount of penalties in the league through this 11 games now as we get going for that. So what you have to know about Brad Allen is that his crew is very much a, when it comes to their calls, very balanced home and away. In 86 total flags, 44 against the home, 42 against the away team. And so, you want an official that's balanced that way. the calls that you really need to worry about with Brad Allen and his crew, it seems to be the offensive holding. Now, offensive holding, I think when you're starting to talk, Dallas should have some opportunities against this Raiders offensive line. I feel this is one of the worst offensive lines they played this year. You know, with all the, with so, you know, that means Ezeraku, that means, you know, Clowney, Williams, these guys, you know, very well could, you could see pressures, you could see potential sacks, but you also could Brad Allen's crew, they're holding, and they're holding calls of the 17, 11 of them are against the home team. Think with that, the Raiders offensive line is going to have some issues with this this Dallas defensive line, and maybe you also get some holding calls out of this as well.
I think their best offensive lineman is hurt, Powers Johnson,
yeah.
And multiple starters have already been lost from this.
Yeah.
That's why I think it made sense at the deadline to offer them some of your backup offensive linemen,
yeah.
Trying to get Max Crosby. But, I mean, their defense is so solid. They got to look at it like if we could get an offensive lineman next year and a quarterback, maybe we could turn it around and build off the strength of this defense.
Yeah, their offensive line is really a big, big, big issue. Ashton Jeanty has suffered because of that. Some of the, you know, when you look at the quarterback play and all, I think it's suffered because of the offensive line. So
how much better do you feel about this pass rush? Like last time we faced something like this, it was probably the Giants, and you couldn't get in Russell Wilson's face
to save
your life.
I think Donovan Ezeraku, I think, is coming around. Clowney's showing some stuff up. You look at Clark, he's led the team in pressures, believe it or not. And then Quinnen Williams has got 18, 19 pressures to his name, so get him involved. I kind of feel like that this is going to be a good opportunity. If we get to this game and there's not the pressure and you don't see them getting that or drawing holding calls or anything like that, then you should be really worried about this football team defensively. Next thing is the false starts. That's something that the team's kind of that's just a discipline thing. Defensive offsides is guys, again, jumping into the neutral zones. Here's another one for you, Dawson. It's the delay of game stuff. This guy's officiated 8 games, 7 delay of game penalties.
Wow, he's not playing around.
Not playing around. So Dak Prescott, you know, be very mindful. You know, get into that stadium, find the clocks. Shoddy's got to help him along. This is a crew that's not going to give you the opportunity to be able to, like, let that thing hit 00 and then you get a snap off. So you don't want it to happen in the key point of the game either. We always worry about that. So
used to drive me crazy with Romo, how much he'd carry
that thing all the way down.
I always felt like the defenders would be timing it out at that point.
Yeah.
Like once it's under a half second, we're going.
Yep, absolutely. So also need to be worried about the unnecessary roughness penalties too with this crew. 8 games, 6 calls. So a little less than 1 a game right there. Those are the kinds of penalties that are a killer, especially after, you take an unnecessary shot or something after the whistle. Take a guy out of bounds. You got to be very mindful that this crew is called, like I say, a little less than 1 of those a game. So just be conscious of, hey, if you're thinking about something, don't do it because Brad Allen's crew will probably call it for you. Defensive pass interference would be the next one. I think that bodes well. This is a team that plays a lot of just base coverage, so you're going to get the same looks. You're not going to get a lot of rotations of their corners and stuff. I think the Cowboys match up really, really well offensively, skill guys against these corners. It's going to be about the protection. Defensive holding is another thing. I could see Pickens and those guys, Lamb, giving these secondary a little bit of some problems. I don't think Dallas will have to worry. They'll have to worry about the tight ends and how you cover that, the defensive holding. Brock Bowers, got to be careful of that one. Be very mindful of that one. And here's the final one I'm going to focus on with you is roughing the passer. 4 calls, 8 games. So how the pass rush works here, hands to the face, going low, all those things. Sam Williams, we always talk about you here. Be mindful of that with Brad Allen and this crew. they're going to call roughing the passer if they get the opportunity.
What's the other one our guys are doing? Is it lining up in the neutral zone?
Yeah, the lining up, we got the one.
Defensive offsides?
Defensive offsides, yeah. That's just a straight lining up one right there.
Yeah, but Sam, you know, he's the guy. I think that once again, it's just amazing how laser-focused he has to be on this opportunity to get paid with all of his talent, and that might be slipping through his fingers, and you have these mental mistakes. I think it just goes to the insanity of that world win in that tempest when you're out there competing and how wrapped up you can get into things. But we need disciplined Sam here for the second half of the season, or I think he's going to be moving on for sure. Although, I don't know, you need Edge pretty good now.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let's hit up Todd Archer, ESPN Cowboys beat writer. We'll get his thoughts on what they need to do to come out of Oakland, or I'm sorry, Las Vegas, with a win on Monday night. We're back with that in the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.